Welcome to the Breaking News Show by eTurbo News. For more episodes, go to breakingnewsshow.com. Stay tuned for the latest. Are there trillions of dollars in space? The space travel economy, also known as the space economy, is expanding rapidly as space tourism, satellite services, lunar exploration, and the prospect of human missions to Mars become more viable. This emerging sector includes a wide range of activities, from space tourism to space habitats and colonization. What's shaping the space travel economy? Commercial space tourism. Companies like Virgin Galactic, SpaceX, and Blue Origin are pioneering commercial spaceflight, offering suborbital and orbital trips for private individuals. Space tourism has already begun with suborbital flights, and the first orbital missions for private passengers are expected in the near future. Currently, the cost of space travel is extremely high, with prices ranging from hundreds of thousands to tens of millions of dollars per seat. However, as technology advances and competition increases, prices are expected to decrease, potentially making space tourism more accessible to a broader audience. Satellites and communications. A major part of the space economy is already driven by satellite services. Companies like SpaceX and OneWeb are deploying large constellations of low Earth orbit, LEO, satellites to provide global internet coverage, improving communication networks and data services worldwide. Satellites also generate revenue by providing critical data services for industries like agriculture, environmental monitoring, defense, and logistics. Image courtesy of Wiki Images from Pixabay. Space stations and habitats. The International Space Station already hosts commercial activities, including research and private astronaut missions. In the coming years, commercial space stations and habitats in low Earth orbit, LEO, are expected to support both research and tourism, creating new business opportunities in microgravity environments. Plans for lunar bases, such as NASA's Artemis program, and potential human missions to Mars may establish future economic hubs focused on mining, tourism, and scientific research on these celestial bodies. Space mining and resources. Planetary resources and deep space industries are companies currently exploring the potential for mining asteroids for valuable metals and materials. This could fuel manufacturing and construction in space and reduce the need to transport materials from Earth. The Moon is also seen as a potential resource base. The extraction of water ice from the lunar poles, for example, could provide fuel, via hydrogen and oxygen, for future space missions, making the Moon a key stepping stone for deeper space exploration. As on Earth, public and private sector partnerships rule in space. The space economy has seen a shift from government-dominated efforts such as NASA and ESA to increased collaboration with the private sector. Programs like NASA's Commercial Crew Program and contracts for lunar landers have accelerated private sector participation. Governments continue to be major customers of the space industry, buying services like satellite launches, Earth observation, and research capabilities. This partnership allows the private sector to develop and expand its capabilities, benefiting the overall space economy. Image courtesy of Wiki Images from Pixabay. Even space needs infrastructure. SpaceX and Rocket Lab are driving down the cost of launching payloads into space through reusable rockets and more frequent launches, making access to space cheaper and more reliable. As the frequency of space launches increases, the need for spaceports, launch facilities, is growing. New spaceports are being developed globally to support commercial spaceflights. Alongside that, in-orbit servicing, repair, refueling, and debris removal is becoming an essential aspect of space infrastructure. Companies are investing in robotic systems and spacecraft capable of extending the life of satellites and managing space debris. Who governs space? The space economy is governed by international treaties like the Outer Space Treaty, 1967, which prohibits claims of sovereignty over celestial bodies and ensures space is used for peaceful purposes. However, new regulations are needed to address commercial activities, resource extraction, and private property rights in space. With increasing traffic in Earth's orbit, managing space debris and preventing collisions are becoming critical. Regulatory frameworks for managing orbital traffic and mitigating debris are being developed to ensure the long-term sustainability of space operations. Image courtesy of Yael Geezer from Pixabay. Colonizing space. Visionaries like Elon Musk, SpaceX, and Jeff Bezos, Blue Origin, foresee a future where humans live and work in space on a permanent basis. Musk's goal is to establish a colony on Mars, while Bezos envisions a future with millions of people living in space habitats. In the long term, space could become a manufacturing hub, with zero-gravity environments enabling the production of high-quality materials and products that are difficult to manufacture on Earth, such as advanced semiconductors, fiber optics, and pharmaceuticals. Yes, Virginia, there are trillions out there. The space travel economy is at a pivotal moment, with technological breakthroughs, increased investment, and a growing number of players transforming space from a frontier of scientific exploration to a bustling commercial sector. This growing economy has the potential to reshape industries on Earth while laying the groundwork for humanity's expansion into space. Investment in space startups has grown dramatically, with venture capital funding numerous companies developing technologies ranging from rocket engines to space habitats. This entrepreneurial activity is vital to driving innovation in the space economy. The global space economy was valued at around $424 billion in 2020 and is expected to exceed $1 trillion by 2040, although according to new forecasts by Global Data, this could reach the $1 trillion mark by as soon as 2030, just 7 short years from now. eTurboNews.com. Thank you for listening. Watch and listen to more episodes of BreakingNewsShow.com.